Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, Manchester United's summer signings shine on their home debut with a 3-2 win against Fulham.
But Fulham leading by one goal to nil at Old Trafford. As Van Persie strikes! That was classic Van Persie! And it's turned into the net, and Kagawa has scored!
Eden Hazard scores again for Chelsea as they win against Newcastle United, and we'll have all the football results elsewhere in Europe, including those from the opening weekend of the German and the Italian league seasons. But first, with the classified football results, starting with the English Premier League, here's James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League, Aston Villa 1, Everton 3, Chelsea 2, Newcastle United 0, Manchester United 3, Fulham 2. Norwich City 1, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Southampton 0, Wigan Athletic 2, Sunderland against Reading postponed, Swansea City 3, West Ham United 0, Tottenham Hotspur 1, West Bromwich Albion 1. Empower Championship, Blackburn Rovers 2, Leicester City 1, Blackpool 6, Ipswich Town 0, Brighton and Hove Albion 5, Barnsley 1. Bristol City 4, Cardiff City 2. Charlton Athletic 0, Hull City 0. Huddersfield Town 2, Burnley 0. Middlesbrough 2, Crystal Palace 1. Peterborough United 1, Leeds United 2. Sheffield Wednesday 3, Millwall 2. Watford 2, Birmingham City 0. Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, Derby County 1. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Dundee 0, Ross County 1, Hibernian 2, St Johnston 0, Inverness Caledonian Thistle 2, Celtic 4, Kilmarnock 3, Dundee United 1.
So, Manchester United picks up their first win of the season after a nervy 3-2 win against Fulham on Saturday. And watching at Old Trafford for the BBC was John Murray.
Manchester United with Van Persie and Kagawa is still a work in progress, but they'll feel better for scoring their first goals for the club. Van Persie volleyed in a typical Van Persie goal in the 10th minute of his full debut to equalise after Damien Duff had given Fulham a surprise early lead. Kagawa scored from close range, Raphael headed in to make it 3-1 by half-time. But of more concern to United will be the way their injury-hit defence conceded that early goal, and a Vidic own goal which Fulham took great encouragement from, and the gashed knee for substitute Wayne Rooney that could keep him out of action for a month.
Well, the injury to Rooney overshadowed the victory. The English striker, as John said, suffered a nasty gash to his leg. Here's the Manchester United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson.
I didn't see it, obviously, but it was whisked off to hospital immediately. It's a bad one. I think about for maybe 4 weeks. It's a very bad gash. We'll find out later.
You opted to leave him out of the starting 11. Just to explain your thinking there.
Well, I think he and Robin van Persie are needing games. And to start the two of them, to my mind, it was really too much. So Rain understood that, no problem. And he put his family, came on.
Robin van Persie certainly played his part. And if you could design a goal that summed up the special talent of Robin van Persie, yeah, that might have been it.
Probably right, yeah. Yeah, I think it was a fantastic strike. No hesitation, bouncing ball and absolutely magnificent hit. And that set the place alight.
So Robin van Persie scored his first goal for Manchester United. Afterwards, he told the BBC what it meant to him.
It's always good on your debut to score a goal like that. It's a big stadium, great stadiums, with great fans, and they've been very nice to me today. So I do appreciate that. I'm just happy to be here. It's as I said before, it's a new challenge which I'm looking forward to, and I'm glad that we got 3 points today, which was very important.
Chelsea maintained their 100% record after a straightforward 2-0 win at home to Newcastle United. Eden Hazard and Fernando Torres with the goals, to the delight of the Chelsea manager, Roberto Di Matteo.
Well, we had a good start. We want to win our home games, and it might not always happen, but we're very pleased. We're very pleased the fact that we got off to such a superb start in the league, winning our two home games. Keeping two clean sheets out of three games as well, and creating chances and scoring goals too.
The Newcastle manager Alan Pardew says his players were jaded after their midweek Champions League tie.
2 days from a Premier League game to a European League game ain't fair on anybody. And we looked a bit lacklustre in that period in the first half. The penalty I was a little bit disappointed with. Torres made a complete meal of it. But the second goal, just for our time, was a killer blow, really. But I knew second half that we could get a reaction out of the player. I'm very proud of the second half. It was an outstanding effort, and I have to pay compliments to my players. I thought they were brilliant second half.
Well, it's also two wins out of two for Everton after they eased to a 3-1 win at Aston Villa. David Moyes' side were leading 3-0 at half-time, but at one stage the Everton boss was concerned his side wouldn't convert their chances.
You know, the chances, we'd missed quite a few before we scored, and I was beginning to worry, and actually, you know, you're always saying, I hope, you know, you don't rue the chances, but in the end, you know, we got our goals, we thoroughly deserved them, and as I said, you know, I'm a bit disappointed we hadn't scored one or two more.
Michael Laudrup continues to make a dream start as the manager at Swansea City. The Welsh side have now scored 8 and have yet to concede a goal this season. Swansea won 3-0 at home to West Ham United to follow their opening day 5-0 win at Queen's Park Rangers. But Laudrup remains realistic and believes the bubble will soon burst.
Fantastic result. First home game win, 3-0. I think if we, the two parts, first half, we scored 2 goals. But it's true that we suffered a little set pieces from West Ham. We knew that already before the game. They had a lot of very big guys there, and they could maybe have scored a goal. Second half, I think we controlled everything. When we scored the third goal, it was done. But of course, this is it's a very high level. But just to start with 2 games, 2 wins, that's just great.
Elsewhere in the English Premier League, Wigan gained their first win of the campaign with a 2-0 victory at Southampton. Norwich drew 1-1 against Queen's Park Rangers, and it was the same scoreline in the game between Tottenham and West Brom. Sunderland against Reading was abandoned because of heavy rain. And later on Sunday, Arsenal play Stoke City, while Liverpool meet Manchester City at Anfield. Now to results elsewhere in Europe, and Real Sociedad came from behind to beat newly promoted Celta Vigo 2-1, and in the process pick up their first win of the La Liga season on Saturday. Helder Postiga scored in the 89th minute to lift Zaragoza to a 2-1 win against winless Espanyol. Leo Carrillo scored a second half winner for Rayo Vallecano to secure a 2-1 victory at Real Betis for their second straight league victory. Elsewhere, Malaga against Mallorca finished 1-1. In Italy, Fiorentina scored a last minute winner in the 2-1 victory over Udinese in their first match of the new Serie A season. Juventus beat Parma 2-0. And the Bundesliga celebrates its 50th season. Bayern Munich opened their German League campaign with a comfortable 3-0 win at newly promoted Greuther Fürth. Borussia Mönchengladbach also got their season off to a winning start with a 2-1 victory at home to Hoffenheim. Hamburg suffered an opening day defeat following their 1-0 loss to Nuremberg. Freiburg drew 1-1 against Mainz, and newly promoted Fortuna Düsseldorf secured their 2-0 win at Augsburg. Now to cricket, and New Zealand are battling to avoid an innings defeat after 3 days of the opening test against India in Hyderabad, following on the tourist war, 41-1, still 238 runs behind. New Zealand were bowled out in their first innings for 159, with off-spinner Ashwin taking 6-31, and Australia beat Afghanistan by 66 runs in a one-off 50-over international in Sharjah. The Australians made 272-8 from their 50 overs after they won the toss. Captain Michael Clark made 75 in reply. Afghanistan were bowled out for 206. Before we go, our top story once again, and the Manchester United striker Wayne Rooney will be out of action for 4 weeks after suffering a gash to his leg in their 3-2 win over Fulham. Robin van Persie and Shinji Kagawa both scored on their home debut. And for now, that's the latest world.